Hello guys, what's up? What's good? My name is Yabu Idabafo and welcome to NYB Live's album review. You can follow me on Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok at NYB underscore live and also on Facebook at Yabu Idabafo and subscribe to my YouTube channel. Now. So today, I'm here to talk about Chatuwale's Mali album, Me Alone and Life's Intrigues. That is the full meaning of Mali, L-I. And it's a 10-song dancehall tune. Amazing. You know, at a point where Africans were switching or are switching into the dancehall, into the Afrobeat world, where everybody is being boxed into Afrobeat, the African dancehall king decides to give us a dancehall album. And this is the first of a series of subsequent albums Chatuwale plans to drop. So he dropped Mali in the first quarter, and now he is planning to drop his Afrobeat album, which is titled Connect. You get me? So Mali was the first installment. Mali is a 10-track album, yes, which has a feature with the one and only Well Boss on the song Mansa Musamani. So initially, this song was supposed to be on Chatuwale's Gift of God album, which came out briefly in last January for a week and went off and hasn't been back to the stores again. So we don't know about whether the Gift of God is eventually going to come, but then we are going to get a series of albums from Chatuwale. We started with Mali. So far, songs that I think a lot of the songs have really made waves, but on Apple Music, the songs that have really made waves is Taking It, They Will Know, and then Mansa Musa Money. For me, I love a little bit about this album because it's different. It's different from what you usually hear. You know, Africans are trying to take over the global sound, and it's beautiful to see, especially using the Afrobeat theme. We've seen Rema enter the top 100 Billboard chart. We've seen the Impact Burna Boy, Davido. They've had with their sound on the space with Afrobeat. So it's refreshing to see the African dancehall king not switch, but then maintain the level and be as unique as he is. And one thing about this album that we really need to acknowledge and commend is the fans, because according to some team members I spoke to, Mali was more of a litmus test project where they dropped it without having to go into serious promo for it, to see how fans were going to react to it, see how the media, the industry were going to either rally around it or whether they were going to hate or something like that. But the fans took the baton and ran with it. And this shows the kind of fans Chatuwale has. And it's amazing to see. This is an artist whose fan base is for life. Like, they are dedicated, they are loyal, and they were able to make sure that Mali became the talk of town on social media across some platform and even leaked into the main media, which usually isn't Chatuwale's stronghold. You know, Chatuwale has issues, a lot of issues with the media, so he's not really like a radio person. Not most of the songs are not radio played. I think the songs you usually hear on radio are probably old songs, not any of the new ones, you get me? Yeah, but the fans really did well, really took hold of Mali, and it's amazing to see. Big ups to Chatuwale. He produced every single song, mixed and mastered. That is where probably I have a little issue. I feel he needs a mix and mastering engineer, or at least he can take a course in mix and mastering and give us more resound. Or probably he just wanted to give us an authentic hood feel where the hood feels him. Because, you know, some of the mixes are sometimes really refined that you don't feel the street in them. So maybe that was the decision he took. I can't really say that, but it's an assumption. Maybe that's why he decided to do it. But then I believe he definitely makes a mix and match engineer, especially with the Afrobeat one. We all know how Afrobeat is supposed to sound, and people he's going to compete with. Definitely, he needs to give us that richness in sound that would elevate his career even more. Because Chata is arguably at this moment like the biggest Ghanaian star making a lot of waves, you get me? We have other Ghanaian stars making waves internationally, like Stoneboy is like our biggest export at the moment. Sarkodie is one of our finest musicians, rappers, like he's one of the best. You get it. And then we have Shatta Wale, who has now arguably the biggest fan base, most active fan base, most loyal fan base, and it's for life. Like I said, for life is for life. But yeah, you guys should go check out Mali. Don't listen to what the naysayers are saying. Mali is an amazing album. It's beautiful to listen to. Go listen and make your own informed decision. But yeah, Mali is the dancehall album that you've been waiting for. So go stream it. Well, once again, my name is Yabu Dwaba, you can call me NYB. And this is what I feel about Shatta Wale's Mali album. So I come your way again with another review of another album. Ciao.